was a good friend of mine.
Hello and welcome to the Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life. My name is Kyle Case, and I'll be your host on this amazing journey as we attempt to help you get the most out of your life. Joining me in our studio today is my co-pilot, Lil Baron.
Hey, Mr. Case.
Lil Baron. It's Thanksgiving.
It is. So much to be grateful
for.
Yeah,
we hope everyone is enjoying family time.
Absolutely.
Reflecting on things that they're grateful for.
Yep.
Lil, did you know, and I know that you know.
Of course.
But I'm still going to ask you so that we have this great segue.
Right.
But did you know that there are actual scientifically backed health benefits to being grateful?
I did know that.
I knew that you knew that, yeah. But I'm going to share just a few of those today.
Okay.
I found this in an article of Psychology Today.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some really great stuff. It's worth trying to be grateful, trying to work gratitude into your life, because there's some great stuff. Number one, gratitude opens the door to more relationships. I think that makes sense, right?
Absolutely.
But not only does saying thank you constitute good manners, which it does and it is, but showing appreciation can help you win new friends. And that's according to a 2014 study published in Emotion. The study found that thanking a new acquaintance makes them more likely to seek an ongoing relationship.
Hmm.
So whether you thank a stranger for holding the door or send a thank you note to that colleague who helped you with a project, acknowledging other people's contributions can lead to new opportunities.
Absolutely.
Which is great, right?
Yeah.
Number two, I really, really like this one.
Okay.
And that is that gratitude improves your physical health.
Oh, really?
I think it's easy to see the mental and emotional benefits, but it actually improves your physical health.
Huh.
Grateful people experience fewer aches and pains and report feeling healthier than other people. According to a 2012 study published in Personality and Individual Differences, not surprisingly, grateful people are also more likely to take care of their health. They exercise more often and are more likely to attend their regular checkups, which is likely to contribute to further longevity as well. So I like that
one. Yeah.
Number three, this one makes a lot of sense, and that is that gratitude improves psychological health.
Mm.
Again, I think that's easy to see.
Yeah.
But gratitude reduces a multitude of toxic emotions, from envy and resentment to frustration and regret. Robert Emmons, a leading gratitude researcher, has conducted multiple studies on the link between gratitude and well-being, and his research confirms that gratitude effectively increases happiness and reduces depression.
I can see that.
Yeah. Number four is another great one, and that is that grateful people sleep better.
Oh.
You knew I was going to slip into this
one, right? Of course.
But writing in a gratitude journal improves sleep, according to a 2011 study published in Applied Psychology, Health and Wellbeing. Spending just 15 minutes jotting down a few grateful sentiments before bed, and you may sleep better and longer. And there are other benefits, like gratitude enhances empathy, it reduces aggression, gratitude improves your self-esteem.
Mm.
And finally, this is another one that I really like, gratitude increases your mental strength. For years, research has shown gratitude not only reduces the stress, but it may also play a major role in overcoming trauma.
Hmm.
A 2006 study published in Behavioral Research and Therapy found that Vietnam War veterans with higher levels of gratitude experienced lower rates of post-traumatic stress disorder. A 2003 study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology found that gratitude was a major contributor to resilience following the terrorist attacks on September 11. So recognizing all that you have to be thankful for, even during the worst times, which is not always easy to do.
Right.
But if we can do that, it can foster resilience.
Huh.
Which I think is a benefit.
Well, I'm going to start doing that at night.
Yeah, so I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, because I do it in the morning,
but I
don't at night.
Maybe you'll be able to translate that into a better night's sleep,
I
hope.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. So there's a lot of benefits to gratitude and being grateful and thankfulness in our lives and being intentional about it. So with that in mind, we're going to focus on gratitude this show. And who better? I mean, seriously, who better to show the benefits of gratitude than the staff of the Huntsman World Senior Games? We're going to get a chance to visit with each one of them. So batting lead, brand new on the roster this year, Travis Porter. Travis has come aboard as our newest director of sports and handles most of our individual sports this year. Welcome to the show, Travis.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, we're excited to hear the things that you are most grateful for. So when someone asks you what you're grateful for, what comes to mind?
You know, lately I've been really thinking about my memories, things that are from my past, from my childhood. I've also been very greatly blessed with great posterity, my grandparents especially. They all have passed on.
Yeah.
And thinking of those good memories, I guess I'm kind of stuck on thinking of those people that have paved a legacy before me. Oh, and hopefully
like
that's something that I can carry on, do the things that they would like me to do with my life.
I love that concept and the idea, the thought of being grateful for your parents and your grandparents and those before you. I mean, really, all of us are products of that, whether, you know, we know them or we don't know them, or we have a connection to them, or maybe we even want to distance ourselves from them for whatever reason. We're still a product of that. So what a great idea to be grateful for our posterity. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, awesome. Up next is Amy Carroll. Amy handles most of our non-sport committees, like our Hall of Fame, our Refreshments, Endurance Awards. She is also the producer of this very show, recruiting our guests and producing the final product that you get to listen to every week. Amy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're glad that you could join us. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving time of year?
The thing that I'm most thankful for, of course, as many of us probably will say, is my family. And really the stage of life that our family is in right now. I have a husband and three teenagers, which I know teenagers are not always the most popular thing that people are grateful for.
They can be challenging, right? For sure.
But honestly, for me, it's great because they're old enough to have real conversations. And it's just fun being able to watch them make more of their own decisions, and they still need to rely on mom and dad for
now and then, of course,
whether they like it or not. But I just like seeing how their lives are shaping and what path they're going to go on.
I love it. And as parents, it is so fun to be able to watch that progress that they make. And, you know, of course, they're making bad choices every once in a while. Of course, they're going to do things that you wish that they wouldn't do. That's life. That's part of learning who you are. But to be able to be grateful for your teenagers, Amy, that's like above and beyond. Like you're gonna sleep soundly tonight for that one. I can almost guarantee it.
Thanks.
I love it. Thank you so much, Amy. Up next, from the staff of the Huntsman World Senior Games, Lely Fotu handles a million things, including our marketing,
right,
our friendship festival, our volunteers, all things lodging, which I think is the thing she's probably most grateful for.
Exactly.
Including many other things.
Right.
Lely, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, thank you.
What are you grateful for this time of year?
Okay, I need some validation, and Lil, I'm looking to you
okay,
for this.
Okay.
Product reviewers.
Yes.
How selfless it is for somebody, and you're like looking for something to buy during this Christmas season, or you're looking at it and you're like, I've never tried this before, and somebody went and filled out a product review, and they got detailed, and they explained why it was good or why it was bad. I'm very grateful for those people.
I have never ever thought of it in
Me
those terms.
Either.
Very selfless.
But my mind and my attitude has been opened up.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, along those same lines, this is just occurring to me now, but people who are willing to do tutorials on how to do things, like fix your sink on YouTube. Like when you need to fix your sink and you do that search for how do I fix the sink, and you look it up and there's like 7 views on it, but they spent like 25 minutes filming it with one hand and trying to get under there with that wrench and, you know, water spraying on them, the whole thing. But how would you know how to fix your sink if they didn't do that, right?
I'm pregnant right now. That's why I'm like, and so I'm going
into congratulations.
A realm. Thank you
congratulations
so much.
On that. We're excited about that. We're
that
all excited about
well.
That.
Future. But you think about it, you're like going into this realm where you don't know anything about it, and then people have gone through and give honest advice about it. I don't know. I'm just really loving these people. Sometimes I'm just looking at them like, wow, you're really cool that you went and took that effort to do it.
Yeah.
I have more serious grateful things, but that one.
Let's get one more from you.
Okay, yeah.
One more from you. Because but not that that's not serious. No, seriously.
No, I think it is.
I hadn't thought of it in those
time.
Terms, but that's great.
It
yeah,
is.
That's a good one. I'm gonna write that down on my list. And maybe I'll get a good night's sleep tonight.
Maybe.
I am grateful for Red Rocks. And the reason why is that we live in a beautiful area.
Yes, we do.
And I get to drive home at a time that's that twilight hour, right?
Oh, that's the best.
And you look out as you're driving on that left side, I'm going north up to Tocqueville, and you see the Red Cliffs, and it's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just take that deep breath, and if it's been a hard day
yeah.
or you're going through things, you just take a deep breath and look at the scenery that we have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really grateful for that.
I love that. I get to drive home each day looking at the Red Mountain as well. So they're, you know, it's the same system, but different rocks and different mountains. And yeah, absolutely. I definitely feel gratitude for that. And I know that, you know, as we've interacted with our athletes over the years, that's one of the things that brings them back as well. This beautiful, amazing community and the scenery that we get to enjoy every day. And we're so blessed to be able to live here and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lely. That was great. Up next from the Huntsman World Senior Games staff, Rosie Rosander is on his 10th year as a full-time employee. But even more than that, he was involved as a volunteer from the second year. So we're talking almost 3.5 decades.
Old.
He's been around for a while, right?
Real old.
But Rosie has Rosie is our director of sports. Welcome to the show, Rosie.
Thank you. Enjoyable to be on the show.
Well, spill the beans for us. What are you grateful for this holiday season?
Well, I was going to say family and friends, but when Lely got up here, it reminded me I'm grateful my wife and I aren't pregnant.
Fair enough.
But no, I mean, to me, it's family and friends, and I consider everyone here that's part of the staff as friends and family, and mm-hmm. really have enjoyed the relationships of the people that I work with and tell people all the time what an enjoyable place and business it is to work for, and it's not always the case at other locations and businesses.
I'm going to totally agree with you. There is something special about being involved in the Huntsman World Senior Games and associating with the team that we get to associate with that helps pull the games together, the volunteers that we couldn't do the games without them, the athletes, the sponsors. I mean, everybody who makes this thing possible. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I always say that putting on the games is a team sport, and just like on any team, everybody's got to do their part. And, you know, sometimes you drop the ball or you miss the pass and then somebody else comes through and fills in that gap. Yep. And sometimes you're the one that stepped up and hit the home run. But collectively and together, we do that. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. So I agree. I'm totally grateful for that as well.
Yeah.
Anything else? One more thing, Rosie. One more thing you're grateful for. You're grateful you're not pregnant. You're grateful for the team you get to work on. What else is it?
Well, I'm grateful for this Thanksgiving because all of my kids but one were able to come into town and to be with the family and get up in the morning and play basketball and have we do a bingo with our family, and then we have a Thanksgiving dinner and that's our day, and then we just enjoy being with each other and socializing and playing games, et cetera. So,
and how lucky to be able to do that with your family. Not everybody gets that opportunity. So awesome. Thank you, Rosie. Thank you so much. And thanks for all you do here at the games. Up next from the Huntsman World Senior Games staff is Leslie Jack. Leslie helps us with our registration. She specializes in pickleball. She is a jack of all trades, if you'll pardon the very bad pun. But we're grateful to have you on the show and grateful for all you do for the games. Leslie, what's on your mind that you're grateful for?
Oh, this has been kind of a curious year. I've had reason to be very grateful for the miracle of modern medicine. I've been very grateful for the miracle of modern engineering. My husband, I don't know if you know this, but he was in a crash, fell around a red light and just totaled the front of his car.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know that.
And just a matter of seconds or a worst car and he could have, been tragic as it was. He walked away from it. You'd never know from seeing a picture of that car, but
what a blessing.
Thank goodness for cars that are designed to keep people safe. So
there are so many things that we take for granted, so many things in our modern society that we take for granted, and that is certainly one of them. But wow, what a blessing, and what a way to be grateful for it as well. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, and we're going to be heading off to Thanksgiving and meeting, you know, spending time with our loved and getting quite elderly relatives who are able to still live independently. They have community support and they're able to take care of themselves, and that is a miracle. So every day that you have to appreciate the people that you love, that's worth being grateful for.
Absolutely. Fantastic. I really appreciate that. And again, an interesting way to think about things, but still very relevant. And again, I didn't know about the car wreck, but I'm glad that everything's okay.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
It was a miracle.
Well, Leslie, thank you so much for that, sharing that and for all that you do to help make the games great. Up next, Becky Smith is one of our top-notch office managers, handling most of the phone calls that come in and helping get folks registered over the phone and answering a million questions a day. Becky, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, we are grateful that you are not only here but a part of our team, and thank you for doing that. What's on your mind? What are you grateful for this year?
I'm just really grateful to go to the grocery store and fight in the lines to get enough food for Thanksgiving. And I'm thankful to stand and cook for 2 days. And, you know, it's all eaten within 10 minutes.
I'm not hearing any irony in your voice at all right
me
now.
Me either.
But what that does mean is I'm buying ingredients for my mom's traditional stuffing and my aunt's dill dip and my grandma's raspberry sour cream salad. Mm-hmm. And my other grandma's, it's really good. I'll bring in the recipe.
I want some of that.
My other grandma's nut loaf, which I will never make, but my grandpa was a vegetarian, so she always made nut loaf. And my mother-in-law's homemade noodles over mashed potatoes. What it means is I've got family and I've got heritage, and it's ongoing, and I'm so thankful for my family.
Yeah.
I love it. That is so, so important.
Yeah.
And what a great way to keep those traditions alive by sharing them with your the next generation that comes along.
Definitely.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yep.
Becky, thank you for
all you
do, and thanks for sharing
noodles over mashed potatoes.
Ooh. I know. I just heard about that the other day. That's not a family tradition that we have, but I'm curious about it. I mentioned earlier that Becky was one of our office managers. Victoria Ramirez is the other half of that dynamic duo. She is the voice that you hear when you call on the phone. Victoria, thanks for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I'm very grateful for that.
What are you grateful for this year?
I am grateful, I'm just going to say, for my three wonderful boys that have been the love of my life and the joy of my life, and also for having my 90-year-old mother that is still with me and still going strong. And she's just a wonderful lady, and I'm just thankful for her. And
not everybody gets to have their mom for 90 years.
I mean, I could say I'm thankful for so many things, but I'm thankful for, of course, most of my family and friends, but also for my animals that I come home to every day, and they unconditionally love me, and they just want to be with me. No complaints whatsoever, and so it's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
There are so many blessings in our lives, and they're worth being grateful for.
Oh, my gosh, animals are the best.
Awesome.
And also what's very important to me is just acts of kindness that I think we all forget about to watch out for every single day, but just to see those acts of kindness and see people's smiles, I'm so grateful for that every day of my life.
It's so fun to see them take place, but it's also fun to receive them once in a while.
Absolutely. Yeah. It just makes their day wonderful, and it makes my day wonderful.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very grateful for that.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much, Victoria, for everything you do, and thanks for sharing what you're grateful for during this holiday season. Up next, we have Lori Sweden, who does so many things around here. She specializes in getting our sanctions in order, as well as writing many of our articles and blogs for publications and our website and other things. Lori, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
We're grateful that you are here. What are you grateful for this year?
Well, I am grateful that 10 years ago, I started a practice of gratitude. And I was going through some difficult things at that time, and I just was looking for a way to, just get back on track a little bit. And this practice of gratitude has changed my life. I wake up in the mornings, and I begin to just remind myself of all the blessings that I have, big and small, and I'm always astounded at how long that list becomes. And I carry it with me through the day as I go out walking or come to work. It encourages me to slow down, to stop, and to actually pay attention to things like beauty and people and circumstances. And it has actually even helped me through difficult circumstances, because I go back to that list of all the things I have. And so I'm extremely grateful for that. And then particularly this year, I remember last year at our Thanksgiving podcast, we had sort of a theme of grandparenting and grandkids going around. And I said that I was very grateful to have two grandcats. which I still am. They're lovely. And I've also adopted several kids from extended family who've become like grandkids to me, and I'm so grateful for them. But this year, my daughter told me that I'm going to be a grandma, a biological grandma, in June, if all goes well. So I'm thrilled beyond measure.
Oh, that is awesome.
Just very grateful for all that I have.
What a blessing.
That is awesome.
Lori, in so many ways, you're the living embodiment of the intro that we just had.
Exactly.
So thank you for sharing that. And
I
thanks
bet
for
she
being
sleeps
you.
Good.
Yeah. And thanks
well,
for.
Sometimes.
Thanks for all that you do to make the games great. Thank you so much. Up next, Joanne Graff is the results queen, synthesizing all of the results for the games. And when you think about this, we award well over 11,000 medals at the Husband World Senior Games each year. That is a task. Joanne, welcome to the show. What are you grateful for this year?
You know, I thought about this a little bit, like what look back on the year and what happened and what went on. And I think I'm originally from Minnesota. And one reason that I wanted to live here was because I had spent time and the environment and the geology here always fascinated me. And, you know, I've taken classes and done reading, and it's a unusual environment really in the world with the convergence of the Great Basin and the desert and the Colorado Plateau. And I love to hike. So this year I had some health and competition goals to compete in the games. And I did meet those goals, so I'm really grateful, really, that I had the health and kind of the willpower to carry through on that. And I think that will help me with my hiking, because I always have new ideas and sometimes hikes that maybe I shouldn't have gone on, but I survived.
Yeah.
And that my crazy family members are always willing to go with me or say to me, no, we cannot do that one.
Enough is enough, right? Oh, that's great, Joanne.
And so that's kind of my gratefulness for this year and looking into the future, really focus on staying healthy so that I can accomplish things that I still want to do with my life.
Yeah, and you are an example of that, Joanne. So thank you. Thanks for sharing that with us, and thanks for everything that you also do to help make the games great.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, up next, Bonnie Cabey is our most experienced staff member. She handles our endurance awards and really just keeps every one of us on track. Bonnie, what are you grateful for this year?
Well, it's so hard to put into words how you feel about your woes and your joys in life.
Yeah.
So I just simply say, thank you, Lord, for the many years you've given me to have a good life.
Yeah.
And that really says it all, Bonnie, really. And if you can be grateful for that, if we can all be grateful for that, that's a life well lived.
You're so true.
Yeah. Thank you, Bonnie, for everything that you do. Finally, batting cleanup, the money man,
that's
the guy who keeps the wheels on the cart, our CFO, COO, Derek Campbell. What are you grateful for this year, Derek?
Hey, I am grateful to be here. You guys have taken all the words. It's hard to put it in words, but I truly feel this discernible richness and serendipitous joy that stems from the complex interplay of favorable factors of family and friends and faith and all of those amazing things that truly weave the tapestry of who I am.
And make life whatever it was that you said before that, right?
It's hard to put into words.
I thought you did great.
That was awesome. I wish we had more time that we could spend with each one of our staff members, certainly. But Derek, thank you for all that you do. Thanks for sharing that eloquent soliloquy of combined words that truly did paint a tapestry of what life is all about. Lil, I just want you to know I'm grateful for you.
Hey.
So many good things that we've been able to do together as friends and coworkers. I'm grateful for my family, for my wife, my grandkids. I know you feel the same way about your family.
I do. No grandkids yet, but I have granddogs.
Yeah, which are also great, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. So we're just out of time here, but just really quickly, I want to remind everybody that team registration opens on January 1st. It's crazy that we're even talking about that, but we got to talk about it because it's just a few weeks away. Just a reminder also to check out the results from the 2023 games as an athlete or as a fan. You can find all of that at seniorgames.net. Next week, our guest is Misty Miller. She is a massage therapist who performs both therapeutic massage and sports massage. She's going to differentiate between the two and help us understand who should go for what and why you should want to. Remember to tune in live next and every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Mountain Time on AM 1450 or FM 93.1 for the Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life. We take this live show and turn it into a podcast, and you can subscribe anywhere the podcasts are found. You can also find this and previous shows right on our website at seniorgames.net. So check that out. Today's inspirational thought comes from the one and only John Lennon. And he once said, "Count your age by friends, not years. Count your life by smiles, not tears." Until next Thursday, stay active.